A funding shortfall is forcing TransLink to consider eliminating the West Coast Express in Mission as part of potentially wider cuts. In a report to the TransLink Mayor's Council on July 25, two options were presented to illustrate the potential consequences of cuts to bus, rail, and C-bus service. Per the report, detailed planning for potential reductions has not been undertaken. The first option, maximizing ridership, would reduce West Coast Express trips from 5 round trips per day to 3. The second option, maximizing overall coverage, would eliminate the West Coast Express entirely. In a statement to the Mission Record, the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure said it has provided funding to make sure that TransLink hasn't had to cut services over the past few years, including the West Coast Express. "We know that people in Mission depend on the West Coast Express, and we are committed to working with all levels of government to make sure that services continue to be there for people," the ministry said. Maple Ridge Mission MLA Bob Deeth said, "When faced with the choice to help TransLink out, or risk losing services like the West Coast Express, we will always work with TransLink to maintain the services people rely on." Late last year, the province selected Mission City Station as a transit-oriented development area as part of a series of new housing legislation. The transit-oriented development areas locate high-density, mixed-use developments within walking distance from frequent transit services. The area sets minimum requirements for density, heights of developments, and reduces mandatory parking. Modi says it is committed to delivering up to 10,000 housing units on ministry-owned lands near transit hubs over the next 10 to 15 years. Transit-oriented developments support a range of key government priorities that make life more convenient and affordable for people, including new housing, job creation, building more livable communities, and making it easier for people to access public transit, the ministry said. The Mayor's Council heard a dire presentation from TransLink CEO Kevin Quinn and Sarah Ross, Vice President of Planning and Policy, at its July 25 meeting. As earlier reported by the Black Press, TransLink is facing a $600 million annual shortfall as of 2026, and because of that is pursuing an ambitious $90 million per year plan to reduce costs. "There would be almost no transit services operating in Langley, White Rock, South Delta, Port Coquitlam, Maple Ridge, Pitt Meadows, and much of the North Shore," Quinn warned. "It could look like reducing SkyTrain and C-bus services by up to 30%. West Coast Express could be eliminated completely. HandyDart service could be offering medical service only." Quinn said the current funding model is unsustainable, and to avoid reaching the edge of our financial cliff, the remedy could include cutting bus service in half, with the cancelling of up to 145 bus routes in the region and all-night bus services. "More than 900,000 people who rely on public transit each week would be impacted," he added, "with many having to find new ways to get around the region, drastically impacting congestion, hindering our ability to meet transit-oriented housing policies, and preventing us from supporting this region's unprecedented growth. More than 675,000 people would no longer be within walking distance of transit," he said, "and 265,000 jobs would no longer be accessible by transit." Additionally, the ripple effects of these cuts would be felt long after the initial reductions. If these scenarios ever become a reality, ramping service back up would be incredibly challenging. Reinstating routes and rebuilding capacity would require significant resources and time, potentially taking up to 10 years just to return to current service levels. So regardless if you take transit, these cuts would be felt by everyone in the region. Traffic congestion, Quinn predicts, would increase by 20%, as tens of thousands of new cars push into the road, impacting everyone's ability to get to work, school, medical appointments, or even just the grocery store. This was followed by a second report outlining the council's plan to try to avoid what Chairman Brad West described as an incredibly stark report and catastrophic scenarios that could well become reality if the next provincial government doesn't come into office ready on day one to work with us. "The consequences that are outlined in this report are hard to imagine, and yet I think it's incredibly important that we're very upfront with the public about the reality TransLink is in," West said. "There is enough time to avoid this situation." None of us want to paint scary pictures or engage in doom and gloom, but I think we have a responsibility to be very straight up with the public in this region. We've talked a lot about how the federal government has not stepped up in the way that they need to, a frustrated West said. Quite frankly, it's just not good enough, particularly when the pressure that our system is under right now stems from so many decisions that are made in Ottawa with respect to population growth, and the idea that the federal government would wash their hands of those decisions and not step up in a meaningful way I think is incredibly irresponsible. The council then unveiled its unanimously supported plan to save public transit in Metro Vancouver by calling on all political parties ahead of the elections to commit to a series of fixes, including providing funding to address overcrowding and record-setting population growth here and create a permanent $3.4 billion per year access for everyone fund, indexed to population growth and inflation, over the next decade that would see $500 million per year in new, sustainable operating revenues. Also, the council is calling on the provincial government to provide fare discounts or exemptions for low-income youth, adults, and seniors.